Welcome to the A1 Content Podcast. My name is John, and today we're talking about Google Ads. First of all, I'd like to say thank you for listening to the A1 Content Podcast. We're trying to put out episodes every single week so that you can consume and learn about your small business digital marketing strategy. And today we're going to talk about Google Ads and evergreen ads, specifically ads that are typically just always on and running for your business, and the possibility that they might go stale after a while, and how we can refresh those Google Ads and kick the algorithm in the butt and get you a little bit more business through PPC campaigns. So let's get right into it. So as I mentioned just a minute ago, evergreen campaign is kind of what we're looking at here. So this is a campaign that's generally built up. It's kind of built with the idea you're going to set it and forget it, but you're going to optimize along the way. So like a typical PPC campaign might be defined as a campaign you always have running, because the main core of the ad groups in the campaign are targeted keywords that are just common for your business or industry or even the product or service that you're selling. So those generally aren't going to change. For example, if you're like a plumber, a plumbing company in a certain city, or plumber near me or plumber near this location, those types of keywords are generally just always going to be there. There is some optimization that can be done with them. However, when you have an evergreen campaign, those are generally just things that you're going to keep an eye on, but the core of the campaign is built on everything that's relevant to your business or industry. So for the most part, you just want to kind of build it so it's there. You're rarely going to add anything to it, but you will optimize the spend and maybe the keywords over time. Ultimately, the final goal of an evergreen campaign is to just always bring in like a steady demand of traffic coming to your business looking for the services or the products you provide. You might see certain seasonal spikes or even a dip in traffic once in a while, but overall, if you're looking back at 3 months or 6 months or 12 months even, you're probably going to see generally the same amount of traffic from a campaign that's evergreen. Now, of course, there are some businesses and industries that the seasons changing will definitely change maybe the business you do. For example, if you're a landscaper in the Midwest, you might care for lawns and do tree removal and all that most of the year, but in the winter months, you're probably just removing snow. You just have snowplow services, and at that point, you may run a separate campaign just for that season, but that's where a situation where like an evergreen campaign might see a spike in services or a dip, depending on the actual keywords you have situated. If for a landscaping company, nine months out of the year, you're doing a specific service, that campaign may not have been built with snowplow services in mind, because 9 months out of the year, you're not worried about removing snow, in the Midwest especially. So that's just something to keep in mind. But for the most part, your evergreen campaign is up and running, and it will run from January to December, same keywords all the time, steady traffic and those types of things. If we're going to talk about evergreen campaigns, we definitely have to talk about stale PPC campaigns as well. These are campaigns that you put together. Every industry is going to have a little bit different definition of a stale PPC campaign, but for the most part, you're seeing a dip in either traffic or your return on ad spend. Your cost per lead might change, and you have to depend on it. It's going to depend on what your KPIs are, what you consider important for the traffic coming from your PPC campaigns. But for the most part, you're not able to see any either improvement, optimization options, or just a steady drop in traffic, or your cost goes up, those types of things. Your campaign has probably run its course, and real simple things like just making some adjustments to that campaign can really kind of boost it again. And those are the types of things we can kind of bring up right now for the stale PPC campaign out there. And to keep it simple, like a real stale PPC campaign might be one that you haven't been able to really optimize maybe over a 2 or 3 month period. And the reason is you're not getting enough data coming in because the traffic just isn't there. So Google Ads works the best when there's a constant flow of traffic coming in, because that you can analyze. So making optimizations based on traffic is ideal for Google Ads, but if the stale campaign is not bringing in traffic, obviously you cannot make those optimizations. So, you know, the point in where your campaigns aren't bringing in enough traffic to make those optimizations, or even maybe the traffic is just low quality. If you're a plumber or a landscaper, you're getting phone calls or email leads, and those leads or phone calls are people that are asking questions about your business. They don't really want the service. Maybe they thought they were calling a different business, or maybe they don't realize where you're located. Those types of leads are generally lower quality. Those conversions don't really work that well. And that PPC campaign might just be just not working well for you anymore. So it's a great time to decide to give a little bit of a boost to the PPC campaign, or maybe go back and set up another evergreen campaign that can get back to the core of your business and get you some really high quality traffic through your Google Ads. So essentially, we'd like to talk about evergreen PPC campaigns. They're very important to your business. They're kind of set it and forget it, even though you don't want to ignore your campaigns completely. But for the most part, you're bringing in good traffic from week to week. You can pay attention to all of that month over month. And for the most part, in your entire PPC campaign budget, an evergreen campaign could be 60 to 80% of the clicks and conversions. So when you have a campaign built and it's providing good enough information, you can optimize it over a 30 or a 60 day period. That evergreen campaign now is moving into something that is going to basically work for itself and continue to just get better leads for your business. For the most part, if you hire a PPC consultant or someone to run your PPC campaigns, what they're going to do over the first month or two is they're going to get that campaign built out. It might take a week or so, and then they're going to optimize with the traffic that's coming in. They're going to prune the keywords and really just kind of fine tune everything. And basically, they're going to give that campaign as much attention as possible until it's ready to bring in all the conversions and the traffic that's converting well, without really kind of paying too much attention to it. So after a while, they go back, they just monitor everything. Everything's being monitored, analyzed. And you don't want to ignore the campaign completely, because generally the longer you ignore a campaign, the worse it's going to do. So the PPC consultants out there are definitely going to keep an eye on those types of things. It's a little bit easier for them to do because it's their job, versus a business owner, especially a small business owner, trying to take time out of their day or week or even month to set aside time to just stare at a bunch of graphs, make sure the traffic is good, and those types of things. Generally, the small business owner isn't really going to think that the ads on Google are doing any bad, or bringing bad conversions, until in-store there's a problem with the leads that are coming in. So by then it might be a little bit too late, and you've fallen into the stale PPC campaign category at that point. PPC campaigns definitely aren't going to just improve themselves. They have to have eyes on them. And if you have a really good campaign running for your business, you're going to see the majority of your, you know, digital marketing clicks and sales, and especially, you know, or conversions, however you are market conversion, coming from those ads. So it pays to put the time into building an evergreen campaign that just makes sense for everybody, for yourself, for your audience, and everybody trying to contact you, looking for you for your services or your products. So it's almost impossible for these campaigns not to work correctly when they're set up, because they're constantly running, they're being fed a budget, and the, you know, the keywords are just constantly working. So it's not uncommon for a campaign with a small amount of keywords to be bringing in the majority of your traffic and your clicks. So just keep that in mind when optimized correctly, of course. So for those evergreen campaigns, to get them optimized, to get them all situated so that, you know, you're getting good traffic and conversions, we're going to talk about four strategies that you can use, or you can offer to your PPC consultant, to get these evergreen campaigns boosted a little bit. If you've listened to other episodes of my podcast, I generally talk about SEO, website development, those types of things. And there's a similar thing that's happening within Google Ads that you have to pay attention to when you're also building out your SEO. And that has to do with the algorithm. For the most part, Google Ads is using an algorithm. And when these evergreen campaigns need a little bit of a boost, It might be because you have to shock the algorithm. Obviously, things change. Google's always changing some things. But for the most part, in my experience, giving the algorithm a little bit of a shakeup is never a bad thing. So some of these optimizations are gonna kind of hit the point of, you know, getting more conversion actions added to your campaign so that there's more opportunity for the traffic to convert for you. You might want to change the bid strategy. Maybe that's just bumping up your mobile budget versus desktop, because since most of the traffic is probably coming through mobile. Nothing wrong with adding new keywords, of course. There's always things that change, and you can learn a lot from that traffic. Optimize for the value of the traffic versus just traffic, for example. And then, of course, you know, changing the ad copy. There's nothing wrong with just switching up the way that your ad copy reads or how it's formatted so that when traffic comes through Google Ads, or I'm sorry, through Google Search, the ad that they're seeing might look different to them because they're used to seeing your other evergreen ad that's always running. It's always formatted a certain way. So you kind of want to just give the eyes something else to look at. And even though it's the same destination they're going to have with that ad, the ad looks a little bit different. It might garner a little bit more attention just for that time. One of the best things about working with Google, whether it's Google Search, SEO, those types of things, or Google Business Profiles, or Google Ads, and even YouTube, is Google provides plenty of information in their help documentation. So even if you're not 100% sure if these types of things are going to work, you can always go there and just get a little comfortable, warm feeling about it. And you know, for tweaking your creative and those types of things, it's just a suggestion that Google has even offered. I think right out of the help docs, it says, you might tweak your ad creative, improve your landing page, design a better mobile shopping experience for your site. All these optimizations will help an automated bidding algorithm perform even better. And that's coming right from Google. So they're giving you the tools, they're giving you the suggestions. All you have to do is figure out how that works into your industry or your business. And if you have questions about that, you can certainly contact me. I can always help formulate a digital marketing strategy for your small business, and that would include a really good PPC campaign running at all times just to keep the traffic flowing for your business. So I think for now we're just going to move on to those optimizations and see how we can get those evergreen campaigns kind of kicked in the butt and get some more traffic out of it. I would say in the last 10 years the Google Ads process has changed a lot for the small business owner as well as for the PPC consultant. So it wasn't that long ago where there was a lot of manual adjustments that could be made that where you could fine tune and get down to the nitty gritty with each campaign. And but over the years now, that with AI especially coming in strong, Google has built that into their PPC platform, and they're really analyzing the traffic, the type of traffic, where it's going, the analytics from it. And they're providing their own bidding strategies for you. So using smart bidding strategies based on the automations that Google puts in place is another way that you can kind of boost an evergreen campaign or any campaign that's kind of like fallen to the wayside and you're not really 100% sure what you can do with it anymore, because before the PPC campaigns were set up with broad match keywords in the campaign, and that has pretty much just gone away. Google doesn't want broad match keywords anymore. If you can't be specific or use a smart bidding strategy based on some other key elements, you have to find another way to optimize your campaign. So the second optimization would be to just go with smart bidding strategies and allow Google and the machine learning over the course of a few weeks to take all these customer data points and actually deliver the right ad at the right cost to the right customer. So you're not wiping your hands clean of Google Ads, but you are giving Google a little bit more power to do the right thing for the customer. It might not be a bad thing, but it is still a campaign or a campaign strategy that you want to keep an eye on just in case. Of course, since machine learning is always learning and you just never know what you're going to get on the other side. Of course, like with any major adjustment to a campaign, it's highly recommended that you put it on for an evergreen campaign, but if it only meets certain criteria, like, you know, you want to make sure you're getting plenty of conversions per month and those types of things. And we'll just talk about, I'll add some of, I'll link to some of those conversion options that you kind of want to keep an eye on for smart bidding strategies in the description of the podcast. But for now, we'll just move on to the third thing, the third strategy that you can use to kind of get your evergreen campaigns boosted a bit. So the strategy we're talking about now is implementing offline conversion tracking. Offline conversions, something basically where somebody saw your ad, maybe clicked to your website, didn't call, didn't email you, but instead the next time they were in town, they decided to swing in there and they became a customer. Now, the conversion tracking is very tricky. It's kind of complicated to set up. It's not for the typical small business owner that isn't doing a lot of analyzing and tracking of their conversions. But if you do have a CRM system where you keep your customers in a database, that makes it a little bit easier because you can definitely export out that information and upload it into Google. And for more or less, like, just to be clear, like, Google describes like an offline conversion tracking system as, by importing offline conversions, you can measure what happens in the offline world after your ad results in a click or call to your business. And just like before, feeding the algorithm with more information is going to be key. And for the most part, even though the ad imports adding the offline conversion in tracking into your Google Ads account is a little bit tricky, the rewards are well worth it. And even Google claims you can drive up to 30% cost efficiencies and 20% incremental revenue from those types of connected campaigns. So basically what Google is saying, you're giving us more information, obviously things are going to be cheaper and more valuable for you in the end of the day. So the setting up the tracking is difficult. There's plenty of tutorials, but it's just another thing that you can do to get that evergreen campaign boosted a little bit. And now we're going to move on to strategy number 4, which is mining your own data. You have plenty of information coming in through your Google Ads. All that information stored in the campaign is valuable to you. You have Google Analytics tied to your website, and all that information is just as valuable to you. So now, mining your own data has a lot to do with getting into the campaigns, getting into your analytics, building a customer profile based on whether or not someone had called through the ad, stopped in the store, is an actual customer, was a customer a couple times a year, etc. There's a lot of different factors that you can use to build out a typical customer profile for your business, and that's kind of like we're talking here. You want to mine the data so you can kind of segment your audiences, and then those types of audiences are going to see different types of ads or different kinds of marketing strategies. When you don't do this, you're just always kind of out there spreading your message and your sales and your services to the everyone, and you know, you're letting Google, for example, test the waters for you. Whereas here, when you mine your own data, you can specifically set, you know, say 200 or 300 customers inside, and say these are the types of customers that seem to interact with our ad and then also come in and get the services or the products that we provide. And segmenting your audiences like that through the data that you're provided can be a really strong data point for you to build additional ads and other marketing strategies based on that. It might have seemed like the task would be daunting to get all the data together. For myself, I can look in a few different places, but for just the typical small business Google Ads user, Google does provide a dashboard for more or less an easier place to find all that data in one place. So you can check the ad schedule. There's a place where you can check the devices that are being used for your ads. Also the ad performance. You can definitely get into the audience. They have audience segments. And if you show the table there, Google's able to kind of separate out your audience into segments for you. And of course, tracking has changed a lot. The iPhone is not being tracked barely at all anymore. So there's going to be a lot of unknown, but you still get to see the traffic table and you can still learn from that. And for the last one, if you just go into audience and demographics, there you can see a nice table as well. You can kind of get an idea of the age range and the gender of the person using your ad or clicking on your ad and viewing it. And then obviously from there, you can just segment down and learn a lot about the customer that is driving the best conversions. And if you're an advanced type user or you need some help and from a PPC consultant like myself, getting a little bit into the advanced menus is definitely something I would do or help you with. You can, under the tools and settings area, you can get into the audience manager. There's a lot of data insights there. Under measurement, you can see attribution, which is like a diamond in the rough sometimes, but the information is there. It's more that you can use to develop more optimizations. And then, of course, on the keyword tab, you can diagnose keyword and just do a simple analysis of your website or your ads and really kind of dive into the keyword portion of the ad. And then Google will provide suggestions for you. At that point, of course, you don't have to accept the recommendations, but it's just something that you can look at quickly and maybe make some real specific adjustments for the campaigns that you're running. So we talked a little bit about evergreen campaigns or stale campaigns as well. And for the most part, that's pretty much it. That's four strategies you can use to get those campaigns refreshed a bit, or at least giving you a little bit more information where you can shock the algorithm with those types of optimizations. You can turn on smart bidding strategies, for example, just to kind of see what the machine will do for you, what kind of recommendations will come from that. Of course, there are specifics you want to keep an eye on, but making sure you have conversions first so that Google has enough information to actually build off of that with the machine. Implementing offline conversion tracking, a little bit more difficult for the probably for the advanced user, but it is another way that you can give more information to Google to optimize your campaigns with. And then we get back to mining your own data, which we just we talked about, and that's another thing where there's just a lot of information that can be taken in. It can be very daunting to look at. There's a lot of graphs and numbers, and you might not know exactly what you're looking at, but that is where a PPC consultant comes into play and is very helpful. Someone that can dive in there head first, spend the time on it, analyze all the numbers, and get back to you with the successful recommendations that you can use to optimize Google Ads. And that's really the ultimate goal, is to get your ads optimized and running efficiently and cost effective for your business. So that's where we're going to end the episode this week. And again, if you have any questions, please reach out to me. You can go to my website at a1contentservices.com. There's an email form there. Feel free to reach out. You can also find me on Twitter at a1content. So for the most part, I'm available to help you, and we can learn this all together. Thank you for listening to the podcast. I hope you found the information useful for your small business marketing strategy. Please consider subscribing to my podcast so you can get that content as soon as I publish it. Like I said, usually weekly. And I would love to continue the conversation with you. If you have any questions, please reach out to me. Especially Twitter is really quick. I'm at A1Content there. Otherwise, visit the website. I have some other actionable digital marketing methods for your small business, especially in the local market. You don't need to leave a review for the podcast. That's not a big deal to me, but I would ask if you know any other small business owners that you feel might benefit from what you heard today, please just share the podcast with them. That's definitely going to do good for me, going to do good for you and the small business partner that you also know. So that's it for me. I will hopefully see you next week.